Good morning, Raymundo. How are things going? Let me tell you another thing about the Church of Man, the Lord Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, who loves everyone, but homosexuality does not belong in my church. Man's church doesn't read the Bible, for the Lord God says something is not fit for his church. He states it in the Bible. And yet man has allowed this disgrace, this abomination, to contaminate the Church of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Like I stated before, God loves everyone, but he has set down certain rules, certain regulations, that certain requirements that are supposed to be followed. Homosexuality is not to be allowed within pastors teach who instruct my flock. These people need prayer. These people need healing. I'm not saying to hurt these people. I'm not saying to banish these people. I'm saying to help these people. Jehovah God loves everyone. Jesus Christ of Nazareth loves everyone. The Holy Spirit loves everyone. But this shows you how messed up the Church of Christ is of today. They don't know what's up. They don't know what's down. They do not know what's in the Bible. They have disarmed themselves. They're doing their own thing. There are priests having sex with children. There are pastors seducing, molesting the children of my church. It doesn't matter whether they're Protestant or Catholic. In my eyes, they're all wrong. They're all evil. There's no excuse for such attitude, for such leadership that have helped these souls. They're destroying what is innocent. Obviously, the leadership of the Church of Man doesn't read the Bible, doesn't follow the rules, the regulations of Jesus Christ, of the Holy Spirit. They're damned. They will be punished. Mark that down. Mark my words. My words do not come back void. I want every homosexual pastor, priest, to resign, to go into prayer for healing of the mind, body, and spirit. I want the Church of Man to reorganize itself, to be righteous, to help the poor, to help the needy. What's wrong with you people? You make me sick. Instead of helping you destroy, I will not have any mercy on the leadership with this type of mentality. You're the first to go. For those who are in this type of lifestyle, I tell you, to the point, to your face, stop it right now. These are non-godly things. These are things of the devil. If you want to follow the devil, you will live with the devil. I don't care if you're a pastor or a priest or just a simple homosexual who was mixed up and lost. Did the Word of God touch your soul? Did the Word of God touch that mind that is so mixed up? I say these words with love and compassion, though they sound hard, direct, and to the point. I love everyone. There are certain things I expect. Either you're for me or you're against me. So saith Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Over. 5:39 a.m. on the 13th of November, 2006.